aku tadi mikirin di mobil, orang-orang kan biasanya atlet atau businessman bilang the biggest battle tuh pas misalnya ketemu klien, biggest battle tuh pas kamu perform di Olympics, pas kamu mau ngangkat berat, pas kamu mau tanding. Tapi sebenarnya bagi aku biggest battle itu kayak every day in small things. 5 AM alarm. Gak nge-scrolling Instagram when you supposed to like to do something.
Welcome back to podcastnya Indah. Episode kali ini Indah ngedatengin teman dari Bandung, sama-sama dari Bandung, tapi dia kuliah di Aussie with Kelly Hebran. So stay tuned. Akhirnya masuk juga. Tuh, beda kan?
Testing. Oh, okay, this is cool, alright. Let's do this.
Kenapa tadi ya?
Gak tau, emang Tokopedia sih. Yang jualnya kacau.
Okay, hai Kelly.
Hey yo.
Okay, ini udah percobaan keberapa ya? 3 kali.
More.
Buat Kelly, jadi thanks Kelly for coming.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure.
This is my first podcast for this year.
It's an honor to be the first guest. Udah, I hope I'm not gonna destroy it.
Udah 21 episode yang berjalan dan
22.
Yang sekarang 22 sekarang.
Oh, come on, okay. I'm so happy.
Aku sekarang ditemani sama Gali. Oke, Gali, boleh deh kenalan. Tadi udah kenalan tapi dia hapus ya.
Oke, okay. Jadi nama Gali, dipanggil Gali. Asal dari Indonesia, sekarang studying in Melbourne, and I'm really into sports, and I'm really into business, and I like to try new things, and if people don't know, I am a very introverted guy, but I just love sharing the energy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But you love to meet a new person.
Yeah, I like to meet new people. I just do not like to meet like the cool kids, you know. Okay. I'm not into vibing with them. Mm-hmm. But I think the definition of cool kids kind of changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm really into meeting new people. Okay. Start learning, like see how they see the world, just like what you do. I love it.
Like I do.
Yeah, you like you, because you know. You like meeting people and talk with them to see how they see the world.
Yeah.
And that's the only because I cannot do like kayak basa-basi gitu. I'm very terrible kayak small talks. Tapi kalau ngomongin kayak pendapat kamu, what do you see of the world kind of stuff like that. That's what I talked about.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to all the girls out there yang waktu itu jalan sama aku dan aku kayak awkward because I don't know what to speak other than kayak learning from you. So, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jadi banyak orang-orang yang nyesel kayaknya jalan terus.
Kayak ini orang apa sih ngomonginnya kayak deep banget. Kita kan baru ketemu. Okay. Tapi aku kayak stranger ketemu. So kayak jalan yuk. Okay. Kita ngomong. What do you do? And then I was like, okay, how do you handle those things? How do you what do you think when you're about to do those things? Why did you do it? Jadi kayak gitu, jadi aku nggak bisa basa-basi, aku malah kayak nggak tahu basa-basi itu kayak ngomongin apa.
It's
gitu.
Kind of basa-basi sebenarnya.
Really? Oh, okay.
Tapi lebih bobot gitu.
Okay, that's good then.
Okay, mungkin teman-teman bingung kali ya, kenapa aku bisa kenal Gali? Waktu itu Gali ini diundang jadi mentor mulai di sini. Ya waktu itu kita ngobrol. Ada video dan segala macam. Aku kirim ya waktu itu. Dan aku approach langsung. Kayaknya aku harus nyalain podcast aku lagi. Niatnya mau langsung vlogcast.
Oh oke, okay. Ya, maksudnya direkam cuman, gitu.
Iya, kayaknya toolsnya belum mumpuni. Waktu itu aku belum ada tripod. Sebenarnya kamera udah ada, tinggal ada tripodnya nih. Tripod kamera, jadi ya udah deh. Wow. Gak apa-apa ya, kita podcast
that's
aja.
That's okay, yeah.
Gitu, terus Galinya mau, ya sekarang deh.
I'm an honor, I feel honored.
Jadi cool. Waktu itu kita janji sebelum Gali umroh ya.
Iya. Yeah. Jadi setelah.
Jadi setelah karena ya emang mepet banget dan waktu itu aku sebelum sidang.
Oh iya, yeah, she graduated. To everybody that doesn't know, she has graduated. She's living the best life.
Akhirnya. After Ya udah 2 tahun ya berarti berjuang untuk lulus tuh.
Probably I wanna ask like, what does it feel that is different? Kayak setelah lulus, kan kamu bilang tadi kayak kalau udah lulus kayak hari ini ngapain ya? But how does it? Yeah. What does it make you feel?
Kalau kemarin-kemarin sama sih sebenarnya. Hari ini aku harus ngapain ya? Biasanya aku bikin jurnal. Jadi aku yang di interview ya.
Jadi kamu bikin jurnal?
Iya, maksudnya journaling untuk diri sendiri. Besoknya ngapain?
Oke.
Hari ini udah ngapain? Biasanya malam nih.
Oke.
Hari ini udah kayak gini. I'm so grateful, thanks God dan segala macam kayak bersyukur malam. Terus ingat-ingat besok ada agenda apa ya? Agenda meeting kah atau segala macam? Makanya biasanya malam aku reminder.
Oh iya, oke.
Maaf ya aku semalam.
Nah, so, aku malah
agak malam banget kayaknya aku nggak ingat.
Aku kayak baru selesai bikin kayak video gitu terus aku pas banget aku kayak baru mau nanya kita ini nggak? Aku nge-DM
terus
aku
nggak ada reply.
I was like, okay, wow, perfect timing.
Udah ya. Dan abis itu pikirin tuh besok ngapain. Tapi pas kemarin sebelum lulus itu kayak masih ada beban. Aku harus cepat beresin gitu. Karena bukan masalah gelar dan segala macam, itu tanggung jawab orang tua sih.
Oh, that's true.
Karena menurut aku batas kita jadi alpha, jadi benar-benar independen itu setelah lulus ya. Lebih cepat lebih baik. Tapi kalau batasnya itu setelah lulus.
That's what my parents says as well. It's like, okay, yang penting lulus dulu and then setelah itu mau masuk Basarnas, mau being with Tony Robbins mau apa, yeah, up to you. Tapi lulus aja dulu, it's just like,
yeah,
maybe itu safety netnya mereka untuk bilang kalau kita udah lulus jadi kayak stereotypical kayak bisa dapat pekerjaan. Atau sebenarnya my mom said kalau udah lulus ya artinya kamu udah tahu gimana cara how to like train your mind to like dedicate into something.
Karena yang berbeda adalah bukan kita jadi punya gelar atau apa, tapi mindset kita lebih
And I just realized it like now, like literally now when I'm sitting down. Soalnya aku kayak ke papa mama kayak, why am I going to college? There's so many like I can learn from Gary V for free. I can like kayak hustle Tony Robbins kayak I'm gonna work for you for free for 24 hours and 7 days in a week. But why am I have to go to college? My mom always said, ini untuk kayak ngelatih mindset, untuk kayak belajar, untuk ini. I'm like, but I don't want to. But now, sitting down with you, seeing how hard you work to untuk lulus and to getting it the right way, I'm like, okay, I need to make this last year of school important. I don't want to waste it kayak untuk asal lulus.
Betul, karena apa ya, kita beruntung. Kita punya kesempatan yang lebih dibandingkan orang-orang sekitar. Dan bahkan sekitar aku, yang tempat tinggal aku aja, nggak semuanya bisa kuliah.
Really? Wow.
Jadi itu kayak,
like you see it in person, like what I've been is only like kayak hearing it. Kalau soalnya di Indonesia, di Bandung, aku cuman kayak pernah denger-denger orang kayak gitu aja. Aku pernah ke Philippines, ngeliat anak-anak yang in the drug area, yang cara mereka kuliah harus kayak basketball scholarship. Dan pas di Indonesia aku kayak I do not appreciate the hustle way more. But now since I heard that you know someone that actually couldn't go to college.
Dan itu gak cuma 1-2. Bahkan di saudara jauh aku juga ada saudara yang mungkin gak seberuntung aku. Gak seberuntung Gali dan teman-teman yang lainnya. Jadi kan menurut aku tanggung jawab sih jadinya. Tanggung jawab. Selalu ada pepatah gak sih? Selesain apa yang udah kita mulai.
Okay.
Finish what you have started.
Oh, okay. Once you commit it, you gotta finish it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sebenarnya gini, Gili. Aku tuh tertarik sama pola pikir kamu.
Kita ada penonton.
Yeah. Ada backgroundnya. Okay. Pola pikirnya itu karena kita referensinya sama. Kadang-kadang sama Gary V.
Yeah.
Ya sama juga Tony Robbins.
Oh yeah.
Sebenarnya apa yang bikin kamu tertarik ke mereka?
People ask me that. Because kayak waktu di Australia kan banyaknya aku sih hang out I bet there's a lot of people like me as well. Tapi yang aku tahu pas aku di luar gitu same age, they still thinking about okay, where am I gonna go partying, where am I gonna meet guys or girls, make new friends, which is good. Tapi I'm here kayak like okay, when is the next Gary V event, when is the next Tony Robbins event. Why am I? People say I'm positive. I feel like I'm just being me. I didn't do any positivity. I just share what I share. Tapi kayaknya when I look back in time, waktu dulu tuh, because I was, as I said before, I was an introvert, dan aku kayak same as you, di sekolah, pulang sekolah, got another activity, gak kayak hangout gitu. Kayaknya aku cuma hangout 3 times, 1 time a year, so 3 times in the whole senior year. Dan aku kayak lebih banyak alone time, dan aku kayak waktu itu no girls wanna be with me, so it all started from like how to get how to have a relationship, how to have someone attracted to me. Jadi I looked it up on YouTube. Okay. I looked it up on YouTube, how to self-improvement, stuffs like that. So it all started from like kayak awal-awal yang shallow banget sih, kayak how do I have a girlfriend. Terus dari situ, I'm interested in self-improvement, how to become a better self. Terus kayak out of nowhere motivated, going into like how Kobe Bryant, how does he like, has his work ethic. Terus dari situ kayak nyari juga tiba-tiba nemu Gary V. I thought Gary V was a fake dude. I thought dia kayak cuman show aja. Soalnya aku ngeliat dia waktu itu kayak di luar lagi di video yang pertama gitu. Aku kayak I don't trust this guy. Okay. Terus aku ngeliat lagi kayak 5 times. I was like, whoa, this guy is consistent. He's actually doing it for real. I was like, okay, self improvement. And then I found Tony Robbins and how he cares about the humanity. And it all basically started from I just wanna improve myself so people actually like me, and then it evolves into I want to be better so that I can inspire people to not be ashamed, to actually be better, be themselves. No need to like kayak ngikutin apa yang orang lakuin if you don't like it. So yeah, it all comes from me being a puberty kid.
Udah berapa lama kayak gitu?
Kayaknya mulai dari SMP. SMP kelas 2. Soalnya aku ngelihat kayak banyak banget teman-teman aku kayak mereka punya pacar, terus ganti, terus dapat lagi pacar lagi. Terus aku kayak I'm like, kayak I have friends but nobody's like attracted to me. Like I don't know what to do. So I'm like, okay. Soalnya aku juga I'm that kid kayak yang enggak pernah ngomong sama orang gitu, like in the back. Aku kayak cari how do you actually talk? What do you actually talk about? Because I don't know what to talk about. Terus dari situ aku malah lupa dengan aku motivasi awalnya mau punya pacar, tapi malah tiba-tiba jadi kayak this is fun. Terus kayak it keeps on continue kayak dikit-dikit gitu dari SMP kelas 2, terus SMA, terus kuliah. And jadi kayak dipenuhi gitu kayak Instagram followingnya orang-orang kayak gini, YouTube penontonnya yang kayak gitu-gitu. And then it just becomes my world in a way.
And it's been 7 years?
7 years.
7 years.
7 years. 7 years process.
Wow, yeah. 7 years. Yeah. Bentar lagi udah 10.000 jam tuh.
Really? Okay. Oh wow, okay.
10.000 jam itu sekitar 8 tahun.
Oh, so nice. This year you're gonna be... Oh, nah. Aku anehnya ya waktu kecil. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 2006. My dad always say something about 2020. Uh-huh. Always like, think about 2020. Think about 2020. Okay. What are you gonna be in 2020? And now I'm, cause aku kayak mikir tuh 2020 itu kayak
masih jauh.
Kayak yang future like flying cars and everything. Mm-hmm. And now we're in 2020 and I'm like, all my life I've been prepping myself for 2020. And since the first day of 2020, I've been hustling so hard because it's just 2020. I just want to make it something this year. Okay. And it's been really tough, but 2020 something. And it'll be my peak of 10,000 hours.
Okay. Gali ini umur 21 ya?
Oh, iya.
21 tahun. Apa yang mau dilakuin dekat-dekat ini? Oh. Yang ada peak impact buat sekitar ya?
Okay.
Apa pengennya?
Basically, I want to do so many things. Mm-hmm. And I want to share all of those things. Kayak 21 years old, 2020. Biasanya kan 21 itu orang-orang merasa kayak mereka paling bebas umur 21. Biasanya that's the peak when you party so much, where you hang out so much. And I want to be like, aku fokus on sports, fokus on business, fokus on sharing it. Soalnya aku dari dulu kayak malu, dan aku kayak the big impact probably finally now I share those things. Mm-hmm. I share what I do for a workout. I share how do I handle the business life. Mm-hmm. And I hope it gives value to someone. Kayak have a little bit of an impact. And 2020. I just want to like try as many things, but also the hardest part is actually sharing it. Karena kayak kamu udah capek gitu kayak doing all those things, kayak dua latihan dalam sehari, terus itu ada meeting dan lain-lain, dan kamu harus nge-post lagi. It's tough, but kayak 2020, I wanna. So, oh, sama aku bakal do as many events as I can. Aku ada jadwal ikut event Tony Robbins kayak 2 tahun ini atau 3.
Oh,
yeah, but it's gonna be exhausting, but it'll be worth it. Terus internship aku tahun ini, terus ini tahun ini terakhir aku kuliah. Maybe last year kayak fully living in Melbourne, living in one country.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year my dad is retiring from work.
Oh yeah.
So
tahun ini.
Yeah, it's a lot. So yeah, it'll be a lot of things. And dia kan, my dad pasti mau kayak chill in Australia. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be challenging, but aku kerasnya kayak it'll be impactful for me. I try to share it as best as I can. But yeah.
Ada momen apa Galih yang beberapa tahun yang lalu atau beberapa waktu yang lalu yang bikin kamu berubah banget? Jadi lebih positif, lebih memikirkan, oh ya deh, nggak perlu kayak gitu deh. Gitu.
Oh.
Ada nggak momen kayak gitu?
Oh, I did. November 2019, my girlfriend broke up with me, and I was solo. Oh, that's okay. I was so low. Mental health was terrible. I was already kind of like kayak orang-orang yang positif dulu kayak gitu-gitu. Udah nggak kayak fully changed. Tapi after they break up, aku asalnya dari orang yang really positive. Turn into really kayak low, really low. Like I've never felt so much pain. Kayak suicide is a thought as well. Tapi nggak kayak not doing it, but it's just like I understand why people who kill themselves, the pain that they went through. I know it's silly, it's just a breakup. Tapi like thank God I go through that phase and kayak kayak enggak cuman, and I chose the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jadi from that phase I was very lost, kayak ngambang gitu di dunia, dan aku maksain gitu kayak untuk cobain untuk ngelakuin hal-hal yang orang-orang bilang hal-hal positif, tapi aku cuman kayak aku nyobain bikin habit gitu. I try to work out, aku nyobain. Nah ini bermula-mulanya aku ketemu banyak orang. Aku nyobain paksain diri ke Jakarta, nyobain ke tempat fitness baru, ngobrol sama orang-orang. Terus ada kesempatan kayak mulai di sini ngajak ini, nggak aku say no. Padahal biasanya aku bakal say no karena aku takut.
Okay.
I just say yes right away, let's do it. Mau bikin video, I just like do it right away. Podcast, I wanna do it. Jadi aku kayak simbolnya kayak the thing that I feared the most, aku harus ngelakuin gitu. Oh my noise. Ini ditutupin.
Okay.
Woy kayak from that moment aku kayak dulu aku stuff that I feared, I do not want to do it. Tapi sekarang itu jadi kayak patokan aku gitu. Kalau aku ngerasa takut, itu berarti aku harus ngelakuin. Aku sampai mikirin diving. Tentang diving.
Okay.
Teman aku ada yang diving. Terus aku kayak takut soalnya aku pernah trauma di laut. Terus gara-gara aku mikir, oh itu aku takut, I have to do it. And then I did it. Freaking 5 days. 3 days diving every single day. Kedalaman 20. It was scary as shit. It was scary. No, people say it's fun, but it's scary, it's painful, it's terrifying. But glad I did it, because kalau enggak aku bakal kayak ketakutan for the rest of my life. Bakal scared. And weightlifting, I'm really scared because it's a huge weight. And it's painful. Dan aku ngelakuin kursus weightlifting, tiba-tiba aku langsung ke Singapura untuk kursus weightlifting. Itu daftar kayak sehari sebelum. Terus aku ngobrol sama orang yang Jakarta. Aku gak pernah kayak minta, do you know anybody that can teach me how to do things? Dan gara-gara aku ngerasa setelah breakup ini kayak I do not have anything to lose, I just ask. And then tiba-tiba aku dapat, he recommend me a coach. And then we train every single day. Jadi kayak aku feels like I do not have anything to fear anymore, because I kept on training myself. Fear is actually a good sign.
Yeah. So, berarti kamu dari November, Desember, Januari, Februari 4 bulan untuk move forward sekarang.
Yeah, that was up and down, very low. Kayak low terus langsung naik lagi, merasa pede lagi terus langsung dijatuhin lagi. Tapi sekarang aku belajar kayak emang bakal ada up and downs moment. Tapi harus harus percaya ke diri sendiri. Pas down itu kamu bisa bikin diri kamu naik lagi.
Justru itu yang membesarkan kita loh.
Iya. Yeah. And I was like, I did not know I can be kayak, maksudnya lebih wise, lebih confidence, more positive. Dari kalau aku gak nyentuh kayak bawah gitu, nyampe nyentuh dasar, aku gak akan ngerasa kayak how high can I go.
Aku pernah baca dan pernah ngedenger sharing orang, kalau sebenarnya orang introvert itu bukan masalah apa nggak bisa ngomong sama orang, nggak bisa ketemu sama orang. Mm-hmm. Cuman tadi nyalahin diri sendirinya yang nggak mau.
Oh, wow.
Iya nggak?
Jadi apa nyalahin diri sendirinya?
Bukan nyalahin diri sendiri, tapi rasa takutnya dibesarkan.
Ah, iya. Yeah. Oh, dan, that's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true because
dan kamu udah ngalahin rasa takut kamu sendiri ya.
In a way, kayak I dance with my fear now. Mm-hmm. Dulu kayak aku lari-lari. Mm-hmm. Sekarang kayak aku nari-nari gitu sama yes. With my fear. Yeah, I think that's our biggest kind of. Soalnya kita pikiran sendirinya itu kayak omongannya gede banget. Dan kalau kita nggak nari-nari with that, yeah, it can control us in a way.
Karena sebenarnya orang pintar itu nothing sebenarnya.
Oh ya, yeah. Nah, nothing at all, nothing yeah. At all.
Yang hebat itu adalah orang yang pintar kontrol emosi,
mm-hmm.
Can ego, push through. Kontrol ego dan juga kontrol ketakutan.
Mm-hmm.
Dan kamu belajar itu loh hebat.
I'm learning, it. I'm still learning it, always learning it. Soalnya ya, yeah. Dulu aku kayak egonya paling tinggi. Ketakutan paling tinggi, soalnya kan kayak dua itu kan kayak relate banget gitu. Biasanya kita ego tinggi karena kita ketakutan. Maksudnya orang-orang mau kelihatan gede, soalnya dia ketakutan kalau dia nggak kelihatan ini nggak ada yang mau sama dia.
Ah, benar.
Right.
Kayak aku butuh famous biar orang bisa mau dekat. Padahal ketika udah famous orang dekat kadang biasanya nggak tulus.
Iya, iya, iya. Kayak all comes from fear, right? All our decisions come from fear. Yeah, I'm thankful that I actually learned it. Kayak bener-bener dulu kan aku egonya tinggi. Aku kayak nggak takut gitu kalau aku sendirian. Kayak aku bilang kalau aku jomblo ya nggak apa-apa. Soalnya kan I'm me gitu kayak. There's a lot of people. Tapi pas aku udah 4 bulan ini sendiri dan through tough times, aku kayak jadi berani ngobrol ke diri sendiri. Emangnya sebenarnya aku tuh takut kalau sendiri itu. Aku gak akan nemuin orang yang support me and everything. Dan selama 4 bulan ini God was giving, I don't know, because everything happens through God's way or anything that you believe. Kayak ada rencananya dan setelah I lost one person, digantiin kayak 100 love. Kayak from friends, from families, from
new
strangers
friends.
Yeah, new friends like you. And then it's like, kayak yang dulu-dulu aku kayak disalah-salahin kenapa sih aku beda. Kenapa aku gak bisa ngertiin lifestyle orang lain yang misalnya party, having fun. Kenapa aku kayak irritate banget sama itu. Dan aku merasa kayak aku sendirian. Terus tiba-tiba pas sudah selesai aku malah tiba-tiba dikumpulin sama orang-orang yang kayak bukan same pemikiran tapi same motivated gitu loh. Kayak understand, kayak there's a new level in life. Dan I'm just grateful. It is tough because you love someone so deeply terus di let go. But God kayak returns something else that is bigger, better. There's always a way. And kemarin umroh juga aku kayak minta maaf gitu. I'm sorry for like blaming God himself for like gak percaya. And yeah, it's just nice. Okay, I'm really proud of having those moments. It changes me a lot. Yeah.
Oh my God. Tapi benar kalau misalnya kita nggak memaksakan diri untuk keluar, biasanya lingkungannya itu aja.
Oh iya. Yeah.
Kayak misalnya kayak tadi perspektifnya teman-teman pada party. Aku sampai detik ini juga nggak pernah tuh masuk ke tempat party dan segala macam. Hmm. Teman-teman aku semuanya kayak gitu.
Terus
kayak yang indah kesana yuk enggak gitu mau bobo gitu.
Iya, it's like soalnya kayak aku juga kayak udah latihan 3 kali sehari terus harus ngurusin ini terus aku juga mau ketemu sama sahabat-sahabat ngobrol. Terus kalau tiba-tiba ke tempat yang maksudnya yang orang bilang fun, aku kayak I don't know, I really need to rest because I have 5 in the morning training again. I cannot do that.
Yeah.
And like they party until like 4 a.m. Yeah. I'm not like no.
Okay. We are a morning person.
Yeah.
Gak bisa kali kayak gitu.
Yeah. It's like we have to do another thing in the morning as well. And kayak sama enggak walaupun kita nggak pernah masuk tapi kayak nggak cocok aja gitu, kayak udah kerasa kayak uncomfortable, we want to do something, kita mau ngelakuin sesuatu yang lain.
Kamu lebih suka apa, rame atau sepi?
Aku suka dua-duanya. Malah aku kayak orang-orang yang misalnya let's say orang-orang yang suka kekerumunan banyak orang, like festivals and stuff. I like the music way more than they are, 100%. I love Drake since kayak orang-orang belum tahu Drake. I love EDM before everybody knows EDM. Tapi aku kayak I enjoyed festival. I just don't enjoy people that go to the festival because they just want to post it. That's why I don't go to festivals, I don't go to concerts. Soalnya orang-orang banyaknya ke concert to flex, not to enjoy. So I just bought myself a vinyl record, kayak apa piringan hitam gitu, yeah, in my apartment, and I just listen to music. Huh? And my roommates hate me because it's loud. But yeah. But yeah, yeah. I love it. Okay. I love it so much.
Kalau kamu misalkan lagi sedih atau lagi apa, pelarian kamu apa?
Oh, gym, workout. Gym. It's very kayak emang sih di hidup kayak enggak boleh lariin dari sesuatu, betul. Tapi kalau kamu harus ngelariin, make sure it's physical, kata aku, soalnya physical really relates to your mental health. Banyak orang-orang yang physicalnya bagus, mental healthnya juga turun. Tapi lebih banyak yang physicalnya jelek, mentalnya lebih turun lagi. So you gotta make sure kalau kamu pelarian, need to do something that is like physical demanding. Exercise, walking, lihat-lihat di luar. Pokoknya yang maksain kamu untuk gerak. Because our emotion connected to our motions. Jadi aku biasanya kalau kayak kemarin aja aku waktu down banget, itu aku paksain workout 3 times a day atau 2 times a day. Dan itu workoutnya aku sampai 3 minggu aku gak ada rest day sama sekali. Sampai to the point itu memang udah keterlaluan. Terus aku ngambil satu recovery day. The next day I become like feeling much better. Dan alhamdulillah aku gak kayak pelariannya ke yang ngerusak diri. Soalnya kalau kita lagi ada mau ngelariin dari sesuatu, itu bakal jadi habit kita gitu loh.
Iya, betul.
Kita ada tugas susah dari sekolah, you do something bad. Teman-teman gak ada yang ngewaroin, you do something bad. Tapi kalau kamu pelariannya udah dibiasain like working out or apa pelariannya kamu nulis, itu kan physical juga. Jadi kalau hard things in life happen, kayak anchor kamu itu gitu. Jadi kamu otomatis, okay, aku harus nulis, aku harus ke gym, aku harus lari, aku harus jalan-jalan, lihat pemandangan. Kayak your habit, kayak aku tadi mikirin di mobil, orang-orang kan biasanya atlet atau businessman bilang the biggest battle tuh pas misalnya ketemu klien, biggest battle tuh pas kamu perform di Olympics, pas kamu mau ngangkat berat, pas kamu mau tanding. Tapi sebenarnya bagi aku biggest battle itu kayak every day in small things. 5 a.m. alarm. Enggak nge-scrolling Instagram when you supposed to like to do something. To actually like minum air putih. Yeah, like those are the battles. Like akhirnya itu kayak ketemu klien atau to get that business deal, untuk ngangkat 100 kg di stage, di platform. Itu tuh kayak small battles. Yeah. Like the bigger battles are actually in the small things, in like everyday things. That's the battle that you need to focus on.
Sepakat.
Oh yeah.
Kayak sesimpel thing kayak misalkan kita meeting. Aku shock tadi kamu jam 8 udah nyampe. Aku udah cepet. Estimate 15 menit sebelum aku harus sudah stay di sana, ternyata kamu lebih cepet dari
aku. Aku biasanya malah telat. Okay. Dari pertama kali. It's my first time. Okay. Gak tau kenapa aku bangun tadi pagi langsung semangat gitu. Okay. Tapi ya, I just realize ya, those are the battles yang perlu dimenangin. Kalau kamu udah menangin battle-battle yang kayak bangun pagi, olahraga, pas kamu gak mau ngelakuin tugas, pas kamu gak mau bikin sesuatu yang baru, pas kamu gak mau, dan battle-battle yang dulunya kamu anggap gede itu bakal otomatis kayak bukan battle lagi.
Karena aku percaya sesuatu yang sulit itu adalah di awal perubahan kita.
Oh iya, yeah. The first step only.
Yes.
That's it.
Setelah udah berjalan, bakalan ya gitu aja sih.
Iya, iya, iya. The hardest one is just like, yeah, making the first step. Kayak nanam bijinya doang, building the first brick. Yeah. That's the hardest one. Yang lainnya kan, you just need to live it day by day. Yeah. Itu bakalan ningkat dikit-dikit, dikit-dikit.
Nanti bakalan ngerasain sendiri ya, afternya. Kalau di perbedaan di Melbourne sama di Bandung atau di Indonesia, misalkan dari orang-orangnya, habitnya, okay, atau cara conversationnya, orang nyari temennya kayak gimana? Apa?
Aku sih
kamu temuin.
Pas di Melbourne, I think aku nggak kayak social banget waktu itu soalnya I was in a relationship and it was kayak kita berdua doang gitu keseringannya. Tapi aku tetap kayak workout kayak di tempat, still meeting people. Tapi aku nggak meet a lot of people yang my age. Dan aku lihat mereka itu kayak tempat-tempat aku yang hangout itu mereka wanna do something that passionnya mereka banget gitu. Dan kalau di Australia, aku paksain semua orang yang aku ketemu yang interaksi yang berteman, kayak coach aku, he said he never feels like dia bangun dan kerasa kayak aduh aku harus kerja, never, like all his 10 years of his life. Terus aku di tempat yang recovery, aku terapi, mereka kayak padahal mereka kerja kayaknya 14 jam sehari, itu bisnis mereka sendiri, mereka gak nyewa orang lain, tapi mereka attitude-nya positif banget because it's what they wanna do. Jadi excited kayak
apapun yang mau dikerjain.
Yeah, yeah, it's like everything, small thing, answering emails because mereka tahu alasan mereka kenapa mau ngelakuin. Jadi aku kayak ngerasa semangat gitu untuk kayak oke, okay, aku gak mau nyari kerjaan cuma untuk uang, cuma untuk jabatan. Aku mau nyari sesuatu yang fulfills me, that makes me happy, that can help others. Soalnya aku lihat dari semua orang ini, fulfillment mereka itu bukan dari gara-gara mereka bisa bikin bisnis terapi paling gede di Australia, bisa jadi coach paling baik, tapi sebenarnya mereka bisa ngebantu orang paling bagus dari orang lain. Mereka bisa ngebantu orang semaksimal mungkin. Dan because the secret to living is like giving, dan itu yang aku lihat dari Melbourne. And terus waktu itu aku di sebelum aku ke Melbourne, aku ngeliat perspektif orang Indonesia tuh kayak aku tuh bias banget kayak aku nggak suka Indonesia, aku nggak suka Indonesia. Tapi setelah jauh terus aku balik, I fell in love with the country so much more. Aku jadi ngeliat oh orang Indonesia sebenarnya hustler juga, ada yang malas, ada yang spoiled, ada, tapi sebenarnya yang hustlernya juga ada like a lot. Yang open mindednya juga banyak.
Kita belum nemu aja saya.
Iya, waktu itu aku kayak gara-gara ngurung diri mungkin. Dan sekarang aku nemuin kayak yang so many people like you, in Jakarta as well. Kayak tempat-tempat yang aku mikir kayak tempat yang banyak stresnya, tapi malah sebenarnya banyak yang open minded, relax and hustler. Dan jadi aku jadi seneng gitu, kayak aku mau di Australia seneng, di Indonesia seneng, mau kemana seneng, because those kind of people are everywhere. Dan Indonesia tuh potensial hustlernya gede banget, kita cuma harus percaya. Physically kita memang orang Asia dan orang Indonesia tuh physicalnya gede, berarti kita mentalnya sebenarnya gede. Kayak orang-orang angkat besi itu orang Indonesia genetik pasti menang lawan orang Amerika, lawan orang Barat tuh orang Indonesia pasti bisa menang lebih gampang.
Kemarin Asian Game ya,
Asian Game saya, Asian kan Asia gitu, malah itu paling susah dan menang.
Iya, terakhir enggak Asian Games yang terakhir yang di Filipina.
Menang
juga kan?
Eko menang. Terus itu di Olympics juga dia, maksudnya Indonesia gitu kan, yang orang-orang lain bilang Indonesia di basket nggak bisa, di ini nggak bisa, tapi angkat besi kok yang paling dibilangnya paling berat malah bisa. Dan
badminton juga.
Iya. Like,
juaranya nih.
Dan kalau kamu jalan-jalan di GBK ya atau di Jakarta, kan ada kayak patung-patung legenda gitu. Look at their body.
Oh yes.
They are six pack, athletic, strong, built. That's kita itu tuh kita legenda zaman dulu tuh kita we have that genetics. Jadi kayak orang bilang ah Indonesia pemalas. We're not like that. Kita sendiri yang ngebuat kayak gitu. Back then we're the strongest people in the world. We just need to embrace it. That's why I'm so into like physical activity, because that's who we are, and the more kita getting closer with it, the more happy we will be. So yeah.
Aku jadi pengen banget tau sebenarnya, aku pengen healthy life. Itu salah satu alasannya adalah waktu kemarin aku jatuh sakit.
What happened? Yang pas kemarin capek.
Iya, kecapean, terlalu capek. Harusnya kalau misalnya aku rajin workout, simple workout lah. Sebelum tidur atau bangun tidur, harusnya aku nggak sakit, ya kan?
Iya.
Pasti itu.
Padahal anehnya olahraga tuh ngeluarin energi kan,
betul.
Tapi malah dikit malah jadi.
daya tahan tubuhnya juga bagus.
Iya.
Ya aku mikir, wah aku harus benar-benar ini deh gitu, harus workout simple jalan kaki di itu kan seger ya di Bandung ada beberapa tempat yang benar-benar seger banget. itu kayaknya enak banget. Sama tambah support healthy food. Kalau minum air putih aku udah banyak.
Okay. Itu yang aku masih susah.
Oh iya.
Trouble. Aku bisa kayak dulu cuma minum 2 gelas kecil doang. That's it. And it changes my life when I actually drink like a bottle. So a bottle of like water and pokoknya kalau kamu ngerasa capek, jenuh dan pokoknya aku ngerasa kayak capek banget, meeting banyak banget dan maunya tidur, itu malah that is the moment when I need to hit the gym and actually work out. Dan aku tiba-tiba kayak aku minum, rasanya tuh kayak aku minum coffee. After workout tuh kayak aku jadi kayak semangat lagi, nggak capek lagi. So I can do a lot more things just by doing workout, and I'm pretty sure you'll see the benefits right away.
Interesting to do next time.
Now you gotta do it now. That's what people say next time. How many times have you said it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's already almost March in 2020.
Yeah. It's almost March. Okay. Jadi ini ya, make a deal ya di sini. Make a deal for myself. I'm starting from now sih pengennya setiap pagi pengen jalan pagi.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Karena biasanya meeting tuh jam setengah sembilan. Jadi
oh, that's already late. That's already 9. Yeah. You can go out at like 6.
Yeah.
Jalan-jalan.
Maksudnya meetingnya jam segitu, jadi pagi aku selalu bangun jam 5.
Wow.
Jadi biasanya showering jam 7 atau macam.
Ngapain aja 2 jam? 5 sampai jam 7? Oh, in the morning, okay.
I just do meditate.
Okay. That's beautiful, that's already physical.
Yeah. Terus kayaknya aku butuh deh segar dan keluar.
Hmm. Soalnya itu bakal produktivitasnya bakal nambah lagi.
Yeah.
And then you feel more, I don't know, enak aja. Badan sih kerasa lemes, tapi sebenarnya kayak energi kamu jadi naik gitu loh.
Yeah.
Jadi right now I cannot walk, it's hard. My legs are very sore, tapi kayak energi aku malah lebih banyak gitu. So you love it, it'll mean a lot. Dan kalau kamu apa jadi jarang sakit kan, people, because we need you, we need people like you. And we cannot have you to become sick. So you need to be healthy, because you're doing it for a lot of people.
Kadang aku gak mikirin ke orang lain ya, maksudnya gitu. Ketika aku sakit, yang rugi aku sendiri.
Nah, jadi, no, it's us. We need you. We cannot have you to be sick.
Aku terharu loh, bilang-bilangnya gitu.
Without. So now you have to keep yourself, kayak harus tanggung jawab, because a lot of people need you.
Iya, aku mikir orang-orang hebat itu bisa mobile serapat itu ya jadwalnya. Kayak let's say kita katakan Bu Menteri deh, Menteri Luar Negeri. Yang malam ini udah di mana, besok di mana meeting dan pulangnya jam 8 malam dari kantor. Dan enggak pernah sakit.
Dia olahraga kan ya? Aku ngeliat yang baru itu kan ya. Oh iya, aku ngeliat dia baru 2020 gitu yang dia ini, atau 2019 akhir yang dia mulai berubah banget. Right.
Tapi itu kayak fisik yang
dan dia menteri kayak paling healthy selain
Bu Retno kan,
malah lebih dari Prabowo malah kan, malah lebih healthy-nya kelihatannya.
Dan itu kayak aku mengidam-idamkan fisik yang kayak gitu.
Oh iya, that's why.
Cewek posisi tinggi, leadershipnya oke banget dan
nggak pernah capek.
Betul.
Oh iya. Yeah.
Itu benar-benar aku pengen banget.
That's the goal.
Bener.
Hey, I got a feeling that you will interview her one day.
Amin.
So that's why you gotta step up your game in the healthy lifestyle.
Sebenarnya gini, dulu aku sempat kerja di suatu coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Salah satu ownernya.
Kenal.
Dia fotografer ke Ibu Menteri.
Yo, so you already got the connection. You just need to like get that energy. Kayak orang-orang kan frekuensinya beda-beda.
I just feel so small.
That's why you need to make yourself bigger now. It's gonna be like a journey, but you'll meet a lot of people on that journey, and then finally you'll meet her.
Amin.
And I wish you all the best for it.
Amin.
You'll get there.
Amin.
I know that for sure.
There's a lot of time to meet her. I just make a small change for myself before I met her.
Yep. Same thing, like my motivation for my next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I have someone that I adore so much, and I'm like, okay, right now I do not deserve her at all. I have to improve myself in so many ways. I cannot be lazy like I used to be. I cannot be not real like I used to be. And then maybe in 5 years, I actually deserve to actually spend time with her, and it'll be so worth it because. So yeah, that's.
I also believe that.
Oh, so. It'll be so much fun. Oh my god.
Ada, kalau kamu pengen ketemu siapa? selain Tony Robbins or Gary Vee?
Siapa? In life? Still alive, huh? Still alive. Who am I wanted to meet? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Kenapa?
Tom Cruise. Because people ask how I can actually speak English very well. Because I watch Tom Cruise movies.
Okay.
And it's the movie that me and my dad and my late uncle used to watch together, Top Gun. And somehow now I kind of like kayak mirip-mirip sama dia, kayak mau nyobain hal-hal yang baru, diving, extreme stuff, but actually still caring about other people. Kayak aku denger-denger cerita Tom Cruise kayak emang ngelakuin hal-hal yang bahaya, tapi kalau dia ada teman aktornya yang ngelakuin hal itu, dia make sure mereka safe banget. Dan I just admire his work ethic. Kayak aku mau ketemu, kayak seems like we can be best friends. No way. Kayak kita kayak bisa skydive bareng dan ngelakuin hal bareng. Dan aku juga, yeah, I wanna meet him. I wanna ask him questions. Okay. So, oh, thank you. It means a lot.
Kamu pengen tinggal di Amerika nggak?
I want to live everywhere.
Okay.
To be honest. Soalnya aku kayak aku baru ngerasa. Pernah kayak satu bulan.
Okay. Mexico,
America, Philippines, Australia sebelum sekarang juga aku tuh pernah. So, enaknya itu aku tinggal pindah-pindah gitu. Kayak, soalnya kalau pindah satu tempat, kayak malah dapetnya dikit. Tapi kalau pindah ke banyak tempat dan diulang-ulang terus, malah jadi kayak learn everything every single time. Makanya aku paling, my biggest fear right now, kalau aku udah lulus dari Australia, aku bakal cuman stay di satu tempat. And okay. I do not want that to happen. Aku mau kayak tetap ke Australia iya, ke Indonesia iya, ke Amerika iya, ke ini iya. Because aku kayak nomad gitu loh. Aku harus pindah-pindah. And yeah, my dream is to have home in the countries that I love and the places that I wanna give value the most to. Jadi aku pindah-pindah dan setiap bulan pindah country. It'll be so much fun.
That's gonna be amazing.
I hope so. I think you love it too.
Mungkin pengen sih, pengen jalan-jalan cuma untuk change perspective.
Yeah.
Cukup untuk change perspective, nggak perlu kayak yang terlalu nomad. I just believe that business is business, and it's running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows when you meet kayak Menteri Luar Negeri and then
make a deal.
Yeah, and everywhere around the world or with her, so you become actually like her mentor. And you get to travel all around the world. That's why you got to start working out from today. Make yourself healthy, make yourself more, you know, productive, more efficient. And then you get to meet her. Oh, you already have so much. It'll be so much fun.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Aduh, kebayang sih kalau misalkan kita udah beberapa tahun lagi seperti apa kitanya di sini. Kira-kira nih, kamu umur 21 tahun. Di umur 31 nanti.
Oh my
yang
god.
Yang bikin kamu thanks to Gali at the 21st years.
What am I? It's that aku pokoknya, I always say this to because lately from November I got my first ever like hater groups of people that talk bad about me, laugh about me, and I always say like, you can laugh about me, that's okay. I'll see you in 10 years, we'll see how it goes. But in 10 years, I would say thank you for not giving up, for staying on the course, keep on continuing, and when people try to bring you down, you still push it through. Dan aku bakal kayak tetap percaya to humanity that there's a lot of good people, amazing people, and surround myself with those people and always share the positivity, because if I share one positivity in one day and it builds up to 10 years, it can help a lot of people, like my old me. If so, basically I just wanted to be someone yang aku dulu 5 masa lalu butuhin. So I just want to be that guy that inspire little Gali. So that's what I want to be. 10 years. Not giving up. Yeah. Not giving up. Yeah. Positivity. Interesting. What about you? 10 years.
Kayaknya aku bakal tetap terima kasih sama aku sendiri ya. Karena udah kuat. Maksudnya tetap gak mau gampang nyerah. tetap passionate. Jadi passionate aku sebenarnya ngajar.
Oke.
Ngajar at a small thing, apapun aku mau ngajar.
Oke.
Ke orang sekitar aku, nggak harus jadi guru.
Oke.
Dulu aku pengen banget jadi guru.
Oh iya.
Cuman kalau jadi guru itu harus di sekolahnya pendidikan, sekolah pendidikan, sarjana pendidikan dan master pendidikan.
Dan harus di sekolah.
Iya, terus harus PNS kalau untuk jadi guru. Dan kalau kayak gitu hanya terkurung di perspektif itu gitu. Kayak menurut aku kehidupan itu belajar. Sepenuhnya dia belajar. Jadi menurut aku semua orang jadi mentor, semua orang bisa jadi murid dan semua orang harusnya bisa menerima pelajaran baru.
Oke.
Okay. Dan itu nanti yang aku tetap aku makasihin ke diri aku, terima kasih ke diri aku sendiri. Dan it's been a year.
Okay.
Aku sharing itu.
And it's only been a year. Look what it's gonna be in 10 years. Oh my god. In 1 year you achieved so much already?
Not yet. I
see it as a lot.
Not yet.
As long as you keep yourself up every single day, that's a lot already.
Yeah. Aku merasa satu tahun ke belakang masih kurang persisten karena ada beberapa hambatan, mungkin aku belum selesai kuliah dan macam ada beberapa hal yang belum aku selesaikan. Jadi nantinya aku mau terima kasih aku hidup sehat.
Oh yeah.
Ya, itu yang mau yes. Benar-benar ambilin baju. Karena ada. Oke.
Ulang.
Keluarga aku ada yang meninggal karena apa gaya hidup yang enggak sehat. Rokok, begadang, olahraga
malam. That's more motivation as well.
Kopi dan segala macam. Dan enggak cuma satu. Lebih dari satu yang meninggal gara-gara pola hidup yang enggak sehat. Dan itu aku
I don't think people doesn't understand how important healthy lifestyle until they have someone they loved more than one actually passed away because of it. I was motivated as well because I got 3 of my most dear uncle actually passed away because of their lifestyle as well.
Yes. Aku dari kecil udah dibiasakan tanpa apa MSG.
Uh-huh. Oh really? Yeah. Mine doesn't.
Terus sayur terus.
Okay.
Di rumah. Ketika aku merantau di Bandung setelah hampir 5 tahun, semua itu berubah.
Uh-huh.
Karena enggak ada
gaya kos.
Iya benar. Bukan masalah anak gaya kos sih, tapi enggak ada provide untuk makanan dan healthy food.
Uh-huh.
Kayaknya aku memang harus apa lagi sih sekarang, kuliah udah enggak, harusnya bisa dong.
Ada goals.
Harusnya ada bisa.
That you can do every day.
Lebih sehat dan lebih gaya hidup yang lebih.
You have to. I'm keeping you accountable. I'm gonna ask you once a week. Have you done any workout? Have you done your healthy lifestyle?
Okay.
Because if you're not doing that, you're not gonna achieve your goals.
Yes. Untungnya Samsung ini ya, waduh kayak berasa di endorse Samsung.
Oh, iya.
Samsung Health itu nge-track berapa langkah yang udah dicapai dan jam berapa bangunnya.
Okay.
Itu udah angka tracking banget kan.
Oke.
Okay. Iya ya. Okay,
like you have everything
achieve,
that you need.
Achieve, dan segala macam gitu. Okay, boleh di remind.
Yeah, every week I'm gonna keep you accountable. Did you do what you said in our podcast? Because in 10 years if you don't do that, you're gonna be the same thing.
Yes.
10 years.
Serius, dan aku harus nge-share, terima kasih udah nge-share ke orang-orang lain. Jadi misalkan dalam satu tahun terakhir aku udah share di podcast dan juga ada di YouTube aku, di Instagram aku, bahkan ada di Twitter aku. Ada yang terinspirasi, mungkin satu dua orang, baru satu dua orang.
And those two people will tell another two people, and the two people will tell another two people.
Jadi kayak pesan berantai tapi hal yang positif. Dan
oh, yeah.
Ini yang benar-benar bikin aku seneng. Oh. Bukan uang yang bikin aku seneng. Bener, uang bikin kita hidup tapi bukan itu aja. Semua nggak soal angka.
It's just a tool, yeah.
Semua nggak soal angka, jadi hal-hal kayak gitu. Aku umur 31, aku harus berterima kasih aku yang udah mau.
And I have met more rich in money people, but they are not as rich as you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because you know it. Rich people do not even know how to use their money to fulfill them, like fully. And you already use your money to fulfill you really, and that's what successful rich people are, really.
Oh,
and you already got it from now. Mm-hmm. So let's see what it's like when you got $1 million, you're gonna use it for so much more.
I mean, it would be amazing. Bahkan kalau aku dulu mikirnya aku nggak bisa jadi guru, mungkin bisa aku nyediain sekolah nanti.
That's what I want to do because I do not want to be a teacher, but I want to make something.
Ya, bukan sekolah untuk orang-orang ini, karena aku ngelihat di Bandung, kita lihat deh di Bandung tuh banyak banget kita aku naik motor, aku pengendara motor ya maksudnya.
Aku juga baru naik motor.
Di samping kanan kiri ada anak-anak kecil jualan tisu dan semacam vitamin yang kecil.
Ah, oke.
Terus aku tanya, adik sekolah dari mana? Aku rumahnya di Ciparai. Terus di mana lagi rumahnya? Ada jauh-jauh semua. Jauh-jauh semua.
Jadi mereka datang ke kota gitu.
Iya, buat jualan tisu.
Every day. Ufa, atau kirain aku mereka kayak di apa di premanin?
Aku nggak tahu ada mafia apa di balik itu, huh? Tapi yang aku tahu adalah kasihan mereka tidak seberuntung kita. Aku cuma melihat di situ.
Pasti jadi mereka nggak sekolah di sini, kirain aku mereka sekolah di sini.
Enggak, di daerah yang mereka Damn. Setelah sekolah, habis itu dia jualan tisu dan segala macam itu sangat-sangat aku sedih gitu.
Alright, we'll
sedih gitu.
We'll make something for them.
Yeah,
we'll make something for them.
Kayak harusnya mereka bahkan aku melihat diri aku dulu aku pulang sekolah dulu pulang aku dibikinin mama makan kayak aku makan terus nonton TV nonton
kita nggak perlu jual-jual apapun
ya benar terus kalau misalkan main sama orang-orang komplek dan segala macam tinggal main sepedahan dan segala macam ya, ini jualan terus kayak yang
dan mereka umurnya sama gitu yang harusnya playful dan mereka jualnya gitu sambil main-main
dan itu nggak cuma satu dua orang tapi banyak banget dan bahkan ada juga yang nggak sekolah itu kayak yang pengen banget bisa ngasih manfaat ke mereka sih. That's my biggest goal itu benar-benar kayak mungkin aku dari sini belajar sampai 10 tahun ke depan aku masih punya waktu menurut aku 10 tahun itu belum ada apa-apanya karena aku punya batas waktu 35-40 tahun umur aku untuk jadi financial stable career stable dan semuanya udah stabil itu untuk nge-widen connection aku untuk nge-build semuanya.
Oke.
Okay. Itu masih ada waktu untuk.
Oke. Okay. That's beautiful.
Kita bareng-bareng buat itu.
Let's do it. Let's meet again in few years and we'll make that. We'll make it happen. I would want that. That's my biggest thing.
Apalagi kalau misalkan kita ngelihat yang di ada yang jadi staff khusus presiden tuh. Benar-benar ada yang exchange tapi ke antar daerah di Indonesia.
Oh, oke.
Okay. Jadi itu kalau kita ngelihat ada yang ada komunitas-komunitas, ada proyek yang modalnya 1000 guru mengajar atau apa ya. Itu yang ke daerah yang terpencil. Itu benar-benar kayak yang kita sangat-sangat beruntung gitu. Sesusah-susahnya kita sangat-sangat.
Dan sedihnya hal-hal yang kayak gitu tuh media communication-nya belum ini banget kan so that we don't know like okay, we can make strategies to make it people know. Dan orang-orang tuh kan sebenarnya di kota they wanna help, they just don't know what to help.
Dan aku selalu harus berpikir terima kasih Indah nggak selalu mikirin tentang Indah gitu.
Oh.
Karena hidup itu nggak cuma soal kita sendiri tapi untuk sekitar.
And when you think too much about yourself, you start to suffer.
Yes.
When you think about something else, someone else outside you, kamu jadi merasa sendang.
Yeah, benar.
And one thing that we need to thank ourselves in 10 years will be. Thank ourselves to always have big goals, big dreams. Yeah. Because some people do not even want to dream big.
Yeah.
They just want to dream small. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift that we always dream as big as possible. And I want to thank ourselves to always dream big, have big goals.
Betul. Karena kebanyakan orang takut untuk jatuh. Bahkan kalau misalkan
untuk mimpi aja udah takut gitu.
Betul. Like, gratis mimpi.
Yeah. It's like that's the thing, and that's the thing that we need to teach the kids yang kayak apa yang dari jalanan. That's the most important thing. Soalnya dengan mimpi gede aja, when you start thinking about it every single day, kamu bakal makanya kamu kalau kamu mikirin aku bakal interview Bu Retno, aku bakal interview Bu Retno every single day, your mind kayak bakal figure out ways to actually achieve that thing.
Amin. Yo. Fulfill kalau misalkan siapa-siapa yang pengen ketemu terus benar aku nabung dan udah sampai kesana itu benar-benar energinya nggak habis cuma satu hari seminggu tapi berbulan-bulan itu yang benar-benar aku harus atur strategi kesana.
Oh yeah, you'll make it happen. What?
To meet a new person.
Oh yeah.
Big person, motivating person.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, that's why I was like, pas aku ikut event Tony Robbins, I'm like, waktu aku sebelum ke Tony Robbins itu, aku kayak ngelihat kayak, it will be a blessing for me to actually meet this guy. I just think about it every day, terus tiba-tiba, cara-caranya aja, kayak muncul gitu loh. Tiba-tiba dia ada event di Australia, oke aku ikut. Terus pas di event itu dia nawarin ada kayak event-event yang lebih private. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And I was like, wow. Jadi kayaknya simpelnya itu kayak kita mikirin aja tiap hari the people, our goals, the people that we want to meet, the stuff that we want to do. But our kayak pikiran kita tiba-tiba bakal nyari cara untuk always, always to get that.
Kalau di bahasa Jawa ya, kalau selalu berprinsip, iyain aja dulu. Bukti cara nih.
Oh iya, yeah. Oke.
Okay. Bukti cara nih. So apapun caranya gitu.
So that what it means, oke.
Okay. Yeah. Iya, itu kayaknya bakalan ada aja jalannya.
Oke.
Okay. Wow. Tuhan gak tidur kok kita.
Oh iya. Yeah.
Betul, itu sih.
Oh, that's really itu, cool.
Oke, okay. Kamu punya pesan apa buat teman-teman semuanya? Yang ngedengerin mungkin, yang mungkin lagi down, atau mungkin yang kurang semangat, atau yang pengen charging energy by listening to this podcast.
Charging energy. I want you to always keep that big goals, keep that big dreams. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember that the low times are temporary. You'll have bigger times. Uh-huh. And just know that you are special. A lot of people cares about you. Maybe you don't even know. I even care about you. Mm-hmm. And just keep on working on yourself. And I promise you, you'll be happy. If you start thinking about something that is outside you, and just keep being yourself, never surrender, never give in, keep working on yourself. I love you all.
Ta-da. Thank you so much, Gali.
No problem.
Thank you so
Whoa,
much.
An hour.
Thank you so much for listening podcastnya Indah. See you on next podcast.